الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فتعالى الله الملك الحق وقال تعالى وهو على كل شيء وكيل صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم رب زدني علما رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been sent into this world not knowing anything. لا تعلمون شيئا. Allah Ta'ala has described us that we know nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. However, Allah Ta'ala has placed and given us ears so we can hear, eyes that we can see with, and mind to reflect on. So we use our senses and our intellect to frame, you know, our view of the world. And we form opinions about everything. You know, what's important in our life, what we should focus on, what's the best livelihood, what's the ideal family, ideal community, ideal society. And this is heavily influenced by our family, by our friends, our teachers, societal norms, ideals. So now you think, living where we are living, that most of this input that we have to form our opinions is non-Islamic, is non-dini. We're going to public school, or we're just interacting outside. All the input that is used to form our opinions, what's important to us, what should be important to others, right? It's coming from a non-Islamic lens. So now, look at us today, alhamdulillah, at the Fajr prayer, in an area that is not discussing deen outside of the masjid, for example. We're able to sit here and spend some time talking about Allah Ta'ala, spend some time talking about the deen. Subhanallah. Like, how? That's something we should think about, so we can value what we have. And many of us can say that they've come from background that is not conducive, that how did I end up coming here when my background is so different than what I see in front of me? Well, Allah Ta'ala has placed something in our hearts. He's placed something in our hearts that is common across humanity. It's this love of the truth. It's this yearning and desire to seek out the truth and uncover it and internalize it. And when anything of the truth comes into our hearts, into our minds, it just stirs us up. It just takes us into a different level. And it's amazing that when you are exposed to the truth, then all of these constructs, opinions, ideas that you had, all of a sudden they start falling apart. A lifetime of ideas, a lifetime of belief, even you may be strong, you may be willing to fight for your beliefs. But when the truth comes into your heart, it just like unravels, just like collapses. That's the nature of the truth. That's the nature of the truth, that it transforms a person, even if it requires him giving up his strongest views, giving up his strongest opinions. When put to the truth, if the opinion does not conform to it, it vanishes away. And that's the nature of truth. And then that's the nature of the opposite of truth, which is falsehood. So in our life, the fact that we're here, that means somewhere along our journey, we had exposure to the truth in some capacity. And when we say truth, then we go back ultimately leading to Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala, one of his beautiful names is Al-Haqq, the truth, the ultimate truth, the real. So anything that we have will ultimately go back to Allah Ta'ala because he is the truth. And anything associated with him is the truth. That's why Allah Ta'ala mentioned, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Be exalted, be the king, Allah. Allah the king, the truth. لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم ورب العرش الكريم. لا إله إلا ورب العرش الكريم. No God but He, the Lord of the Supreme Throne. So Allah Ta'ala is Al-Haqq. So when you talk about Al-Haqq, a lot of times the scholars, they define something by its opposite. So Al-Haqqu naqidul batil. The Haqq is the opposite of falsehood. So what is the truth? It's not falsehood. Anything that we see that is false, that can't be the truth. Anything that's truth is not falsehood. So Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this many places in the Quran. At least 10 places where he's talked about himself. And then many, many times where he's associated aspects of the deen and other things associated with the truth. And part of the struggle was, when you look at this, how do you limit it to the time that we have? Because there's so much to be said. But Allah Ta'ala speaking about himself, Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That is because Allah is the truth. Surely, because he is the one who gives life to the dead, and because he is able to do all things. It's associated death and life. Allah Ta'ala is the truth. That's why it's been mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ about a line of poetry. He's mentioned, أَصْدَقُ كَلِمَةٍ قَالَهَا شَاعِرْ كَلِمَةُ الْلَبِيدِ أَلَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهِ بَعْطِلُ. The most truthful couplet that a poet has ever uttered was by Labid, who mentioned, behold, everything besides Allah is false. Everything besides Allah is false. Meaning that everything besides Allah will come to an end. Allah Ta'ala is al-Haqq in his existence. That he is the actual true. Nothing else is going to remain. None of us, none of the world, none of the ideas that we have, everything will be disappeared. A time will come and only Allah Ta'ala will remain. He is al-Haqq. He is the only one that is the real Lord. Yes, we have many deities that are worshipped besides Allah, many ideas, many thoughts. It could take different forms and shapes. But at the end, they all disappear. They all disappear in the face of the truth. Al-Haqq. Allah Ta'ala is true in all of his actions and words. His religion is Haqq. His revelation is Haqq. His judgments are the Haqq. His commandments and prohibitions are Haqq. His promises are the Haqq. Furthermore, his creation of heavens, earth, paradise, and hell are al-Haqq. So how can we connect to this beautiful name? There's many, many things that can be said. Just a few I'll highlight. One is to make dua with this beautiful name. It's been reported by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that when the Prophet ﷺ got up to night at night to offer the tahajjud prayer, he used to say. And some may have heard this even in the qunut that some say during the fajr. Allahumma lakal hamdu anta qayyumus samawati wal ard wa man fihin. Wa lakal hamdu lahu mulku samawati wa man fihin. ولك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ولك الحمد أنت الحق ووعدك الحق ولقاء حق وقولك حق والجنة حق والنار حق ونبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق وَسَعَةُ حَقٍّ اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت وإليك حاكمت فاغفر لي ما قدرت ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. This is a dua that has been reported that Prophet ﷺ, after he wakes up before the tahajjud, that he's mentioned. O Allah, all praise is due to you. You are the holder of the heavens and the earth and whatever is in them. All praise is to you. You are the owner of the heavens and the earth and whatever is in them. All praise is due to you. You are the light of the heavens and the earth. All praise is due to you. You are the king of the heavens and the earth. All praise is due to you. You are the truth. Your promise is the truth. The meeting with you is true. Your word is the truth. Paradise is true. Hell is true. And all of the prophets are true. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true. And the day of resurrection is true. O Allah, I surrender to you. I believe in you and depend on you. I repent to you. With your help, I argue and take you as a judge. So forgive me for my previous and future sins and whatever faults I concealed or revealed. You are the one who makes some move forward while causing others to go backwards. No one has the right to be worshipped but you. Subhanallah. This is before even making any a'mal, before making any prayer. What type of thought this conveys? And the reality is here. You wake up and you're affirming the reality. The reality is Allah Ta'ala is the owner of everything. Allah Ta'ala is the king of everything. He is true. We have to say that. How many times we say things? When you say things, you believe it. How many times are we telling ourselves that Allah is true? That Jannah is true? That the Quran is true? Say it. This dua is mentioned to physically articulate it. Not just have it in your heart. Say it to others. Allah haqq. Allah huwa al-haqq. Allah is the truth. I will stand before Allah Ta'ala. That is the truth. The meeting that I will have one-on-one with Allah Ta'ala is true. The more that you imbibe this, the more that we can connect. In addition to always recalling Allah Ta'ala's attribute of truth during his dua, the Prophet ﷺ would also implore Allah for abundance of truth when he would say, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. And this is something that should be on our lips, especially in the times that we live. Oh Allah, show us the truth as truth. Show us the truth as truth. And allow us to follow it. O Allah, show us the falsehood as false. And allow us to abstain from it. Such a powerful statement. Such a powerful request from us. We're living in time where fake is real. Fake is so real. Right? Because when you see something, that is like the ultimate belief that you have. And now the way that technology works, you're seeing it and you're believing in it, but it's fake. It's fake. You're interacting, quote unquote, with people on the internet, but they're fake. They're bots. They're AI. This is the reality. It's been turned upside down. So this is the type of dua that we need to utter. This is the type of thinking we need to have. That only Allah Ta'ala can show us the truth. Because shaitan can deceive. Shaitan can show what is beautiful and make it ugly. And what is ugly and make it beautiful. And that's the nature of falsehood. It can just decorate and hide. But once makeup is off, once you remove the covering, then you see what's going on. Right? So we have to ask Allah Ta'ala for this. Another way we can connect to this name is to realize that the deen is true, that the Quran is true, All of Allah's promises are true, and I believe in them. And I believe in them. If I believe the deen is true, that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that He sent this deen of truth so that it can dominate over all religions, then that gives us a piece of security. When Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that He has completed the religion for us and completed His favors upon us, then we should be at ease that we have a deen that doesn't need any editing. It doesn't need any correction. It doesn't need any modification. It doesn't need any update or upgrade. We can believe in it, that it will help us in our life no matter what circumstance we're in, no matter what time we're in, no matter what place we're in. Look at what society is calling as truth, and look at our deen. Generally, we look at science as a source of truth. A source of truth, right? And this is how it's conveyed. That is yaqeen, that this is the truth. This is certain. But if you've lived long enough, you see how science is just changing every day. That's why you're not going to find any science books that are 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old taught in the books, in the classrooms, because it's all outdated. How many times, I remember when my biology teacher, she would say that, you know, when we were young, we used to go for an x-ray. And we used to love doing x-rays, because when x-rays came out, it was so amazing. So everybody would just go for an x-ray, whenever, without any need, until they realized there may be a source of cancer. Right? So all of these things, people would use different health, and it still applies now, the health fad. We believe in it. We put our money into it. We put our resources. We put our energy, and we actually implement that, only to find out, oh, this is actually a cause of this cancer. So constantly, how many generations are just being deviated when you think this is the truth? So the Muslim, he's a skeptical about this. The Muslim will say, okay, you're just still discovering the truth, but I won't leave those things that my deen has already taught me. So my deen has taught me to fast. My deen has taught me the Ramadan is coming, I will fast a month. But outside of that, I have nafal fast. I have 3 days a month, ayyam al-bid. I have Mondays and Thursdays. Right? So I believe in it. It's a religious injunction. I can get close to Allah Ta'ala. Now what is science saying now? Now they're saying intermittent fasting. They're saying, you know, there is some benefit to this. Right? So sometimes you just have to wait for them to see and uncover the truth. We've heard, it's been now some years about the power nap, right? So that's built into our deen. That was built as a habit, right? But now we need to the confirmation of science. Oh, power nap is good for you. Now I need to take my power nap. Subhanallah. So as a Muslim, as we encounter these types of statements, we can say that our deen already has these things. And those things that our deen has that they haven't discovered, inshallah they will find. Allah has mentioned that He will show everyone His signs until they realize it is the truth. So the truth will be uncovered. But do we have to wait until science uncovers it? We may be well in our graves. We may be well into our graves before that even happens. So to be at ease and at peace with the deen that we have and the injunction that we have and the recommendation that our deen has given us, that gives us ease. So what type of happiness can this have, you know, when we have the haqq, we have the deen of truth, we have the path, the sirat, right? So a Muslim should realize what he has. The third thing is that the promises of Allah Ta'ala are true. The promises of Allah Ta'ala are true. So what can we look for? I wanted to highlight a few promises. The first thing is that those that live a Islamic life, Allah Ta'ala has promised them hayatun tayyiba. Allah Ta'ala has promised a hayatun tayyiba for those that follow the deen. And this is like the biggest thing that people are looking for. MashaAllah, we're living in a time where, you know, you can fly, you can go deep into the ocean, you can go into space, and you can imitate anything that we see in creation. We have the means of learning how to imitate and become better than that. But we cannot walk on the face of the earth happy as humans. We can't walk without killing each other. We can't walk without having love. So all of this technology and all of these advancements haven't given us that hayatun tayyiba that we're looking for. Because the things in the past that people would make so much effort for and say, if I just had this, then my life would be heaven. Well, we have that. We have that. Yet, we're not. Where's the heaven on earth? Where's the heaven on earth? Why? Because we're not following the deen. If we follow the deen, Allah Ta'ala has promised us, be it male or be it female, that Allah Ta'ala will allow us to live a life of happiness, a life of contentment. Another promise that Allah Ta'ala has given to us is that Islam will endure. And there will always be a set of Muslims on the truth. That is Allah's promise. So that gives us ease, because sometimes we think, look at the world around us. How are we going to survive? How are our kids going to survive this world? If it was to us, we wouldn't survive. But Allah Ta'ala has taken that upon himself. And he's reassured our Prophet ﷺ that this ummah will not die, will not be annihilated due to some external enemy. So no matter what happens, there will always be the deen of al-haq. And another promise that we should reflect on, and there's so many, I just selected three, is about Jannah and what's in store for those that live a life of deen. لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم غرف من فوقها غرف من فوقها غرف مبنية تجري من تحتها الأنهار وعد الله لا يخلف الله الميعاد. But as for those who fear their Lord, they shall have high mansions, above them higher mansions, built for them, beneath which rivers flow. This is the promise of Allah, and he will not fail in his promise. All of us that are working, we always have this dream of retirement. We have this dream that I will give my best, and I will give my time and energy, and I hope that at the end I can enjoy and I can relax without working. That is why we work. We have that. But realistically, how many of us, even after all that work, we can even pay off our homes? Or we can have our car paid off? And once we have that, we realize it's not adequate for us. The moment we pay off that home, then we need a bigger house. The moment we pay off that car, we need a new car. So when does that come, that cycle of just coming without the effort? It doesn't come. Right? So the retirement is not for this world. Right? So we have to have this realization that, yes, I have to work and work and work until I die. And then my retirement will start. So we have to shift that mindset. We make that energy, we make that effort, but shift it, and then we will be at ease. Because what we have in this world is just going to vanish. But what we store up for the next world, this is what we'll keep. So I need to work for that mansion, and I need to work for that paradise that I can enjoy forever and ever. Because even in this world, when you may get that chance to fulfill that that retirement and go off, can you enjoy it? Do you have the strength in your body to enjoy it? When you were dreaming about that house, you were in your 20s and 30s. When you actually finally get what you have, you're in your 60s and 70s. Then you say, I can't even enjoy it. Now I have it. I can't even enjoy it. Subhanallah. But Jannah is not like that. Whatever you store up for Jannah, it will be there. And you will enjoy it forever and ever. So that's the promise of Allah for the believers, that He is never going to break His promise. Subhanallah. So if we can reflect on this name, then we can change our mentality. We can change the way that we look at life. So this is what we need to reflect on. This is something that we ask Allah Ta'ala for tawfiq. The time is up. This is just one name. I have two names. But inshallah, if we can reflect on this one name, then it can change our life. And each of these names can change our lives. Every time I'm researching and looking into it, subhanAllah, whatever angle we look at life, Allah Ta'ala's divine names gives us that hope that nothing escapes. No thought, no opinion that I have, no idea that I have is just not answered by the deen. It's not already talked about by the deen. I just don't know about it. I just never reflected on it. I just never internalized it. So Allah Ta'ala has asked us to make dua. Allah Ta'ala has asked us to reflect on this names and all the things that are associated with haqq. So next time you hear the word haqq in any of the ayat, think about it. Because Allah Ta'ala is telling this truth. وَجَاءَ السَّكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ, that death will come for sure. So anything that's for sure, I need to have yaqeen on. Right? So whatever I'm having yaqeen on, I need to make sure that is correlating with what Allah Ta'ala has yaqeen in. Well, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned we have to have yaqeen in. That means death. Deen al-haq, that means our religion. Al-jannah haq, all the things that we mentioned in the dua, we have to reflect on. We have to think about. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for tawfiq to worship Him. We ask Allah Ta'ala tawfiq for ability to realize these names. We ask Allah Ta'ala to accept us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Do a little bit of dhikr and dua. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah is sufficient for us. What a great guardian He is. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Salawat. La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allahu waliyul ladhina Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. صلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. For the last exercise, I'd like you to close your eyes and reflect in your heart and think that everything around you is disappearing. And you are reflecting on Allah Ta'ala's greatness, and it's entering your heart, and you're trying to pull the light in, and everything vanishes. Reflect for a moment. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا رب العالمين. You are Haqq يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, oh Allah, allow us to see the truth. Allah, all around us, ya Allah, we're surrounded by fake, ya Allah. Everywhere we go, there's falsehood and deception, ya رب العالمين. Oh Allah, Allah, they're trying to veil the truth, ya رب العالمين. Oh Allah, oh Allah, you will make this deen over all other adyan, ya رب العالمين. Oh Allah, allow us to see it in our lives, ya Allah. Allah, Allah, show us the truth, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allow us to follow it, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, show us falsehood as falsehood, ya Allah. Allow us to avoid it, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, allow us to connect to you, ya Rabbal Alameen. Connect to your masjid, ya Rabbal Alameen, to masajid, ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, forgive our sins, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, forgive our mistakes, ya Rabbal Alameen. Forgive us for all the efforts that we've made in non-dini purposes, ya Allah, and away from you, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we repent to you, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we left the deen, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we're following our nafs and desires, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, forgive us, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we're asking you to forgive us, ya Allah. We're here in the masjid, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we're sitting after Fajr, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, listen to your greatness. Listen to your talks about your greatness, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, you are Haqq, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, Jannah is Haqq, ya Allah. We believe in it, ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to do those things that allow us to get closer to Jannah, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, Jahannam is Haqq, ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to do those things that prevent us from going there, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy on us, mercy on our families, mercy on the community, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, mercy in the world, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, you are the one that will stop, ya Allah, all oppression, ya Allah. Oh Allah, through your tawfiq, ya Allah, give us the ability to be part of that, ya Allah, to do i'la kalimatillah, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to be those means and mechanisms, ya Allah, to remove oppression from this world, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all the injustice that's happening all over the world, ya Allah. Oh Allah, have us to have the fikr, ya Allah, and a means to remove this, ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq, ya Allah, to protect our families, protect our communities, ya Allah, from all sorts of fitna, ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, all those that are sick, ya Allah, cure them, ya Allah. All those that passed away, ya Allah, have mercy on them, ya Allah. Elevate the ranks, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, those that are in need of you, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, you are the one that can provide, ya Allah. You're the only one that can support us, ya Rabbal Alameen, in our time of need. Ya Wakil, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal Wakil, ya Allah. We call you by all your beautiful names that you have taught us, that we know of, and those that we don't know, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, to have mercy on us and the mercy on our community, ya Rabbal Alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim wa tub alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.